Parshas Toldos. The Eile Toldos Yitzchok ben Avraham, Avraham Hoyleris Yitzchok. These are the children of Yitzchok ben Avraham. Avraham fathered Yitzchok. So Rashi brings down the Eile Toldos Yitzchok, Yaakov the Esav Ha'amurim beParsha. Yaakov and Esav that are mentioned in this parasha. You have to understand what's Rashi telling us over here. We understand, you learn the parasha, you see it deals with Yaakov and Esav. So what is Rashi telling us? I saw a beautiful pshat. B'shem the Tosis Bracha, there's the Baal Torah Tamima, has a sefer on, another sefer on Chumash called Tosis Bracha. And he explains it up here Medrash. The Medrash says that in Parashas Bereishis, when it says, Eile Toldos Hashemayim Va'aretz Bihi Bara, these are the happenings of Shemayim and Aretz when they were created. It says the word Toldos with two Vav, Tov, Vav, Lamed, Dalet, Vav, Sav. It's Molin. This teaches us that everything that was created by Hashem was B'Shleimus. It's Molin. Everything Hashem created in the Bria is full and complete. At the end of Parshas Chayisara, it also says the Eile Toldos. The Eile Toldos Yishmo ben Avraham. There it says Toldos, Tof Lamed Dalet Sof, without any Vavs whatsoever. Not after the Tof and not after the Dalet. The Medrash says that that teaches me that this Toldos over here was Chaser, because Yishmo was missing Shleimus Lagamri. The middle is not even one Vav. Over here by Yitzchak, it says the Eile Toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham. So here it says the word Toldos with one Vav. In the beginning it says Tov Vav, Lamed Dalet, but then after the Dalet there is no Vav. So what's the pshat? The Teretz is, the Vav in the beginning shows that there was Shleimus of the Toldos, but the fact that it's missing a Vav at the end shows that there was a Chasaron. That's what Rashi says over here. Yaakov, the Esav, Ha'amurim, B'Parsha. The first Vav of the Eile Toldos is showing Mole going on Yaakov because he was complete. And the second part of Toldos, which doesn't have a Vav, which is Chaser, that's going on Esav, and that shows that he was incomplete, he was Chaser. Vayeta Yitzchok LaHashem L'Noichach Yishtay. And Yitzchok davened to Hashem on behalf of his wife, Ki Akorahi, because she was barren. Vayeyosur loy Hashem, and Hashem was with him. Vatar Rivka Ishtai. What's this lashon of Vayetar? Rashi brings down. Vayetar is Hirva Vihibtzi. It's a ribuy of tefillah. A lot of tefillah. The Medrash brings down Rabbi Yochanan Omar. Sheshofar tefillosoi ba'oishev. He poured out his tefillahs with richness. He said a lot of tefillahs. Vayetar Ishtai. Medrash says, the teachers of the Yitzchak said, he davened the Rabbeinu Shalayim. All the children that you give me should only be from this tzaddik. And she said the same thing. All the children you give me should be from this tzaddik. So the Dubna Magich, number one, you have to understand, what is the stress over here on Ribui Tfilah, by Yetar Yitzchak? What is the stress on Ribui Tfilah? You don't find that by Avram. You don't find that by Yaakov. Here there's a stress. Vayetar Yitzchok Hashem, there was a ribuy of tefillah. And secondly, it says, Vayeoser loy Hashem. Hashem listened to him. Why is there a stress of Hashem listening to him? Two nekudas. The Dubna Magid says, Amari de Kipshat. Dr. Dubna Magid, he's Magdam Apostle in Tehillim, Kapitol Amid Hei. Governor Melach says, Vaniba Chaloisa, Levushi Sak. When they became sick and they had tzaris, Dovid HaMelech really should have been happy because they gave him terrible tzaris. I put on a sackcloth. I pained myself with stairs. What happened at the end? My tefillos came back to my lap. What's Shabbos? He says, the derech is when somebody's mevakesh, a king, to have a favor done to himself, he's not gonna say it with the full amount of diburim that he'd like to say it with. Because when a person speaks for himself, he's embarrassed. When a person speaks for himself, he's more closed, and it's difficult for him to come out with words davening for himself. That's what Torah itself causes him to be mamayit in dibur. Masha'en king, if he davens for somebody else, and he's not so fadaiget within himself, he's also not so embarrassed, there already he's going to come out and say a lot, and he's not going to be embarrassed whatsoever. He'll come out and say, Dutemole. By tzaddikim it's a derech like that also. When they daven for themselves, they're not mavakish a lot. But when they daven for others, the derech is that they say a lot. That's nekuda number one. Yisoid number two, Chazal say, ha-mispal bad chaveiroi, v'hu sorech lo yisei dover. Somebody davens for his friend, and he himself needs that very same thing. Kuna netchila, he gets answered first. It comes out, according to this, if somebody's mispal bad chaveiroi, he's going to have tremendous benefit from it. More than if he davens for himself. Because if he davens for himself, he doesn't really say much. He's memayit in the dibur. But when he's davening for somebody else and he says a lot, and the end result is that he needs that, and that comes back for him, it comes out, it's many tefillahs that came back to save him, to help him. So misfal bat chaveri, in a way, is greater than if he'd be misfal for himself. That's what Dovid HaMelech said. Vaniba chaloisum, when they got sick, l'vushi sot, inesi batsangamshi. What happened at the end? It came back to my lap. I was mad of it feeling for their Torah. And it came back to help me in my egg in the Torah. But it came back in a big way. Because I'm a spawl of Chazera. And he's a spawl with a lot of Diburim. Who Nenet Chila? He's Nenet Chila. They have a Diburim. Dr. Dubna Magid did that shot over here in the Pussy. Vayetar Yitzchok LaHashem L'noi Chachista. Vayetar is the Lashon of Ribui Tfila. Why was there Ribui Tfila over here? Because he was focused L'noi Chachista. He was focused for the benefit of his wife, not for himself. L'noi Chachista. For the benefit of his wife, Mishpal Bat Chaveri with Ribui Dvorim. What was the end result? Vayayosar L'noi Hashem. The Tfila came back out fake. The same way Dovid HaMelech said that the Tfila came back for him. In the Ribui Dikoyfen, these tefillahs came back for the Tayelos of Yitzchak in an Oyfen of Ribui, and he had a Tayelos from. By Hero of Oretz, and there was a hunger in the land, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yitzchak, Gur Oretz Hazois, live in this land, Eye Imach Vavarechecha, Vavarechecha. Ki Lechol Zarach Etzein Kol Arotz Zael, you and your children I will give all of these lands, the Akimaitias Ashua Sharnizbati La Avram Avicha. And I will establish the shvur that I swore to Avram, your father. Ekim Ashasham Avram Bekoili, because Avram listened to my voice, by Yishma Mishparti, Mitzray Seichu Kaysay Visay Reishan. Sounds like from over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yitzchak, stay in this land, I will establish the shvur, Mitzchus Avram. A little bit of a passion put him to Yitzchak. I'm going to give you all this in the merit of Avram. Why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu Toila only in the schus of Avram? So the Sporna says the Niflidik thing over here. Because Yitzchak, despite the fact he was a great, great person, he was an Oyla Tamima. Hashem did not want to let him leave Eretz Yisrael because he was Kadosh. He had a din of a Mizbeah, a din of a carbon. Oh, but because Yitzchak was never covered Hashem, by Avram Avinu it says, by even Shem Zveach, by Yikru B'Shem Hashem, what does that mean? He was Makar of hundreds, thousands of people, and by that Mizveach, he called out and was Mepharshim saying the name of Hashem. But Yitzchak Avinu never did this. And since he never did this, he did not have his egin of schus to be Zoycha to Eretz Yisrael and to be Zoycha to all the brothers that Hashem gave Avram. That's why it stresses over here. Ki l'chol zarach etein, it's only because of Avram, not because of you, because you were not yet the first from the idea of Hashem to the masses. It comes out that this was a terrible, in a way it was a bracha, but at the same time that it was a bracha, it was a terrible teichocha to Yitzchak Avinu. Similarly, you find by Chizkiyo HaMelech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, V'ganoisi avoyira zois lo hishia. I will protect this city, Yerushalayim, to save it. L'man David Avdi, for the sake of David my Eved. So for that, this Gios said, Hinei L'Sholam Arli, this peace is bitter for me. because it was a teichachet there. It's only the schus of David, your ancestor, not the schus you. And over here also was a teichachet to Yitzchak. Why did it stress to Avram? Because Avram was kari b'shem Hashem, and Yitzchak was never yet kari b'shem Hashem b'rabbin. Later on, in Kapitel Chavot, Pasuk Chav Dalit, just by Yerev of Hashem b'lai lahu, and again it says, immediately after that, it says, "Vayivim Shem is back, Vayikru B'Shem Hashem." And the Sipurin over there speaks out that only then was he zayich to bracha meruba. He planted in the land, and he was zayich to tremendous success. Only after he was kareir B'Shem Hashem. But over here, he was not yet kareir B'Shem Hashem. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu stresses in the Schus of Avraham. But you don't yet have your own merit here in the land because you were never kari b'shem Hashem yet. It was a teichachet to Yitzchak. You see from over here that even if a person reaches a very high madrega, he could reach the apex of shleimus. Is anybody greater than Yitzchak Avinu? It says, "Afrei tzavru l'vanecha." The ashes of the carbon of Yitzchak are piled in front of Hashem. And he's an oil to me. He wasn't allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Yafal pikein. He did not as yet have his egg in his chusim. Why? Because he did not yet call out in the name of Hashem. The Torah is myrith in the Indian of the Eiris, the Indian of the wells. Ramban says that if you learn Parshat Pshat over here, there's no great covet here for Yitzchak with the wells. He dug one well, he dug the second well, and finally by the third well, the first well, the Plushtim, they fought against them. What is this all about? So Ramban says again, "Ein b'pshutei hadvarim te'elaz v'lekovet gadol Yitzchak." In the pshutei hadvarim parshat pshat, there's no big covet here for Yitzchak. Elamai, why does the Torah tell us this over here? The Eiris are meravis to the Batei Mikdash of the future, because the Ermayim Chaim, the wellspring of live water, is a remnant to the Beis Hamikdash that the descendants of Yitzchak are going to make. The first, the heir was called Asek. That's a remnant to Bais Rishon, that there were many fights during Bais Rishon and the Goyim. They tried to do many tzoros for us. There was much machloikis until they were machrid. And that's what happened over here with the first, the heir. Where the Pelishtim were chaylek on Yitzchak, they said, "No, you can't have it. Lanu amoyim." The second one, the second Bermayim Chaim, is a remnant to Bais Sheni, and he called it Sitna. There's a lot of hatred that went on then. Hatred from the nations around us, and hatred within ourselves. There was Sinas Chinam, and Bayis Sheni was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. The third one, he called Rechayiz. That's the Bayis loss, his love that will be built in the hair of Yomeinu, and that will be without any arguments, without any strife. That's going to be the final Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaYilomim loss of love. But I see, you have to understand, still, why was the Torah Meirach of this? Now, what's it teaching us? It's teaching us there's going to be three Batei Mikdash. What could we learn from it? So Yaakov Kamenetsky says, I'm already the Gishtik over here. He says, Yaakov Kamenetsky says, number one, this whole story with the Eiris lights up our eyes in a certain kud. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Geri Yezaracha, the Erzoi, Lehev Avodim V'inoi, some Arba Meir Shana. But we know that we were only in Mitzrayim for 210 years. So where does the 400 years come from? So one of the pshatim is, Geri Yezaracha starts with the Leida of Yitzchak. So why does it start with the Leida of Yitzchak? The Eretz Yitzchak was born, even though he was in Eretz Yisrael, but it was a land of strangers. The Kanani was there, and Yitzchak himself suffered as if he was in Golis, because he had to go through, he had to live with the Pelishtim, and the Pelishtim gave him tzaddik. So Yitzchak suffered those in Eretz Yisrael Gufus. The name of the Geri Yezaracha starts with Yitzchak. The Torah tells us about these three Be'erites because it's also telling us of the Yankiv, the Siva, why the Be'erites were taken over, and that teaches us the Siva of why the Bakanikas were destroyed. The first Be'er Yitzchak made right in the land of Pelishtim, right near the land of Pelishtim. He was close to the Goyim. That was the seam of the Be'er being taken away. The second Be'er, he was not miraculous too much further. He was still in the same vicinity. And the Melech was taken away from him. The last Be'er, he moved away from them, had no attachment to the Plishtim, and that's obvious, that bears stood fair. Because it's the same thing with the Bate Mitzvah of Kriyasi. Bias Rishon, as Shlomo HaMelech built, it was with the help of the Goyim. It was with the help of Chayra Melech Tzor, who donated things to the Beit HaMikdash, and they had a Yachas. In addition to that, Shlomo HaMelech knew that to keep a Beit HaMikdash, he had to maintain the peace. So he married different daughters of different Melachim. He was a guy with them, of course. Of Lamaisi, he had a Kesher with the Goyim. And since it had a Kesher with the Goyim, it could not have Kiyam. The same number was that because of that, Noshim Hitu was Lavova, he was Oibra Avodah Zorah, and he built the big palace for Bas Parah in a public place, and because of that, Yerovim Ben Nevot gave him Tekhove, and the end result was that the 10 Shrotim, they broke away from the two other Shrotim. That period caused the Rivu in Avodah Zorah and a weakening in Klal Yisrael, and that was Gerim Bayis Rishon. Bayis Sheni also had a Shai. Bayis Sheni was done with the permission of Kairish, who was originally the king of Paras and Madan, and later on the Yavish helped them out, so it had a Kesher to the Goyim, and they were under the Malchus of Paras, and the Mela, that eventually led to the Tzedukim, the Hashpah of the Goyim. The Greeks came in there, the Hashpah of the Goyim, and they were Tzedukim, and because they were Tzedukim, there was a civil war. The children of Yana HaMelech, who himself became a Tzeduki, they had a civil war over the Kohanim Gedolah. And once they had a civil war, Rome was called in to mediate between them. And once Rome got their claws into Eretz Yisrael, that was the beginning of the end. So their shaykhus to Goyim brought about the Hur. Over the third well, Yitzchok was merafik himself from the Goyim. And the Neila, Kihirchem Hashem Lonu, that's going to be Bayis Shlishi. Bayis Shlishi is going to be totally from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and totally built with our mitzvahs and ma'aseh and tayyibah. And that will be a richut gomer from the Goyim. They're not going to have any chelik in it whatsoever. Hashem, if he's there, that is going to give it the kiyum loss of love, and the bayis shlishi is going to live on forever. The pasuk goes on to say, Vayihi kizaken Yitzchak. It was when Yitzchak got old, Vatichena Einov, and his eyes were blurred. He lost his vision. So Rashi says about Tichena, Rashi brings down three pshatim. Shot number one, how did it get blurred, dim? The Oshin Shalayu Shoyim Ashna Shumakiris Lavayis Kechavim. The wives of Asim were Makir Lavayis Kechavim in the smoke, the lines in Yitzchak's eye. The Barakar is second shot, Rashi brings down. When he was tied on the Mizbeach, his father wanted to shecht him. At that moment, Shemaim opened up, Malachi Asharis, they saw what was going on, and they cried, and their tears went in, and they fell into the eyes of Yitzchak. Therefore, his eyes were blurred. That's the second shot. A third shot, Kedei Sheyitlo Yaakov Es HaBrachas, that Yaakov should take all the brachas. And now Yitzchak will be blind, he won't be able to see that he's giving it to Yaakov instead of to Esau. First of all, the fact that Rashi brings down three pshatim, Weiss says that you need all three. Rashi doesn't always bring down all the Midrashim. Rashi brings down Midrashim Be'ikr to help to teach us Pshat in the Pasuk. And the fact that Rashi brings down three Pshatim, Shema Aminah, that we need all three over here. That's number one. Why? Why do we need all three Pshatim? Number two, you have to understand the words of Chazal. The tears of the Malachim were by the Akedah. That was a long time ago when Yitzchak was 37 years old. It was much later now. Many years have passed since then. So, if you're going to tell me that the tears of the Malachim were going of the blindness, but the pasuk over here says, Vayihi zaken Yitzchak. He turned blind when he was old. What cycle does that have with the tears that fell by the Akeda? Right? Very hard to say. It was little by little. It was gradual until now. So the pasuk is mashma over here, Vayihi zaken Yitzchak, when he got old, that's when he became blind. Also, you have to understand, what is it about the device of the Malachim that blind the person? You know, tears of Malachim make you blind. Like, why is it going to blindness? I saw Moshe the Kipshat from Shmuel Berenbaum. He says, the three reasons in Rashi all correspond. They blend together to put one pshat in the pasuk. The truth of the matter is that the tears of the Malachim, they are spiritual. and have tremendous violence, because the malachim are pure, they're kadosh, they're shluchim of Hashem, they do the tafkid that Hashem gives them with the full shleimus, and the tears are very kadosh. So when they went into the eyes of Yitzchak, not sure that they blinded them, lehepach, it made them more kadosh, and it gave them a brighter and a deeper vision, a ruchni zik vision. Problem is, but now in his old age, that he had the antithesis of the tears of the malachim. The smoke of Avodah Zarah, the smoke of Tumah, the smoke of Miyaskai came into his eyes. It was a tarpi, the sasri, and his eyes were not able to handle it. The male, he lost his vision. So the two shot them together. Number one, Adarab, the tears of the malachim enhanced his vision. It brightened his vision. Of Lehepach, the contrast of the tumah, of the smoke of Avodah Zarah, that made his vision plot. But why did it all happen now, Kizok, and why did it happen? Why was Hashem the Sabbath of this? All in order that Yitzchak should give the brachas to Yankiv and not to Esav. So it comes out that all three children, they go together. It was the stira of the tears of the malachim and the smoke of the Avodah Zarah that caused it. But why did Hashem make it happen now? In order that Yaakov should get the brachas. So all three pshatim fit into the pasuk by Yikizav. Vayigash vayishaklay. Yaakov came close to Yitzchak and he kissed him. Vayorach as reach begodav. He smelled the smell of his begodav. So reach ganeidin also. Vayivarcheyu vayomer. Re'ei reach benik reach sade. Asheberach reHashem. The Medrash says on this pasuk, "Vayorach Esreach begodav, al tikri begodav el abaydav." Don't merely call it his begodav, his clothing. Call it his rebellious ones, the ones that were unfaithful. Then he saw the baydav. He saw those that were unfaithful. Who is that referring to? Kigon Yosi Meshisa v'Yakum Ishtreirich. In the times of the Yevanim, there were terrible misyavnim. One of them was Yosi Meshisa. Medrash tells us that when the Yevanim came to the Beis HaMikdash and they wanted to be metamed, but in the beginning, even they themselves were scared to walk in. So they saw one of them as Yavnim, a Yid, Yosi Meshisa. They saw him there near the Beis HaMikdash. They said, Yosi, they understood that he's Yavnim. The Yavnim were probably more than the guys themselves. They said, Yosi, go to the Beis HaMikdash. And whatever you want, you can swap out with, you can keep. The Etzach Nishgishem, he wasn't embarrassed. He didn't stare as if he was there. He walks into the Azorah, walks straight into the Hegel, he picks up the Menorah, and he carries it out. Even the Yavonim were taken aback by this Menorah. He said, Menorah. He said, that's not something for a head to use. That's not something for you to use. Put back the menorah and take out something else. The Yosi thinks to himself, what? That I sink so low that even the Goyim think that it wasn't proper what I did? And at that moment, he resolved not to go back again. They told him, Yosi, you go in and take anything you want. He says, no, I'm not going to take it. I'll be on my way. Oh, no, but we insist. Go in there right now. No, I don't want to go in there. Oh, but we said you have to. And they started beating him. And they started torturing him. They put him down on a bed of spikes, of nails. And they were pressing and pressing. And he was crying. Is it not enough that I got my master angry at me once? I should get him angry at me a second time. And he wouldn't go. And he died out Kiddush Hashem. And he was like, "I tell you, my boy, that was like a gift of Yesh Kainai Lamai Bishra Achas." So Yaakov Galinsky asked the question: why was this Nizgala to Yitzchak Punk right now? Punk when he's giving the brachas, like, what was the purpose? What's the connection to the brachas that had to be Nizgala to Yitzchak right now? So Yaakov Galinsky said, first of all, why did Yitzchak give the brachas? He wanted to give the brachas to Esav. Why? Why? He didn't know who Esav was. He didn't know that Yaakov was much better than Esav. The parents is, Yitzchak wanted to give the bracha to whoever's going to establish the nation of Klal Yisrael. And he felt that even though Esav might not be be on the highest madrega right now. But I'll be then. The Gemara says in the Tashri, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel on the days, you're not allowed to take away the nachla from a son that's a Russian to the son that's a tzaddik. You never know who's going to come out of the son that's a Russian. Today he's a Russian. His children might be the daily Azar. You find that. You find that throughout the generations, people whose parents were not that great, or even a Rishon, and their kids ended up being great people. So Yitzchak Avinu wanted to do like the din. The din is you're not allowed to take away Yerusha from a Ben Rush and give it to a Ben Tzadik. You never know who's going to come out of the Ben Rush. So he wanted to do what's right. However, he did want to also be guaranteed that from this Ben Rush will come out good people. He wanted to look into the future. There's a saying in English, a chain is as strong as its weakest link. He wanted to see who are the weak links over here. He thought he was dealing with Esav, and he thought he was seeing the descendants of Esav. So what does he see? Yosi Meshisa, someone that turns his back on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Afal Pi Kein, he ends up being Mekadoshim Shemayim. Oh, this is the person I'm going to give the prophet to. If this is the weakest link, that means that the chain is very strong. And he gave the prophet. And this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala to him right then. So Yaakov Galinsky has the second question. If that's not Gipshad, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Megala, that even the Beitim will come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so why does the Torah have to tell it to be B'derek Remiza? Ayarach Israel, big God of, particularly big God of, and a Beitim. Just say, Ayarach Israel, Beitim. Say it out straight, not the Torah's remnant. Yaakov Galinsky said, I'm ready to give her. The Torah is trying to teach us over here that even when Klal Yisrael turns its back, even when they do Averis, and even when they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, it's only a beged. It's not their metzias. Their metzias, the etzim is good. They're tight. And if you see people doing Averis, that's not the metzias of the yid. It's only an outer beged. And being that it's an outer beged, it's something that can easily be removed. That means, number one, we have to be done people with counselors. This is not their essence. Pasuk in Yirmiyah says it not only about, people that went off to Derech, spoke about Klal Yisrael. The guy went to be Beis Yisrael. You've been unfaithful to me, Beis Yisrael. It also says, Bog the Yehuda. Yehuda was Boygay. They were unfaithful. But we say Vidu, we say Bogadu, or Shamu, Bogadu. But after all is said and done with all of the Averis, it's only a Beged. It's only if you tell me as you can think, the essence of Klal Yisrael is always good, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not good at it. Guten Shabbos, everybody.
Good Shabbos!
Shabbos.